Right now, it is time to welcome back once again to Robin Hood Radio, Christine Geverett from Crescendo. They have a couple of concerts coming up on February 1st and February 2nd. Hello, yes. Christine.
Hello, Marshall. Sorry to jump in there. Thank you for having me again.
Well, let's talk about these, what you're calling Thanksgivings for Life and Love concerts.
Yes. So it's an unusual concert again, somewhat unusual programming, and I hope that some people will come that love folk music, love Latin American music as well as classical music. It's a combination of styles, a combination of eras. And what we did this time, we have music from Spain, from the Renaissance, from Renaissance polyphony motets from some of the greatest composers, which is not unusual for Crescendo. But what is more unusual is having Latin American music from the 20th century, and particularly from the Canto Nuevo era, perhaps comparable with what happened here in the United States in the 60s, 70s, Pete Seeger, that whole movement, where there was a rediscovery of folk music, of the roots of the country, that happened all over Latin America as well. It was also an era of social justice conscience. And so it was a combination of things. It was really rediscovering the cultural heritage of countries, the instruments, the melodies, and as well creating a new repertoire that would incorporate both these the musical elements, melodies, and instruments, also old poetry and texts, and texts that would talk about social justice. And so from Latin America on this program, we have some of the iconic figures of this movement. Particularly the country where I come from, Chile, had a very strong Canto Nuevo movement. And there were people like Violeta Parra who traveled through the whole country up and down, just listening to people sing and play in the villages, writing down the melodies and bringing this repertoire to life. So she was really a researcher, musicologist in that sense. And then she started writing and creating her own art and also performing. She was as well a visual artist. There is a museum of hers in Europe where her art is displayed. So she was a very talented person. And her work gave the title to our concert program. Her most iconic song is Gracias a la Vida, Thanks to Life. And this is what I put as title for our concert, because it's really the center point of the whole program. So what we did in the program is pair always two pieces of music. So there is a connection. It's not just, oh, there is the Renaissance polyphony from Spain, and there is the other part with the Latin American music. But there are concepts that I chose that are featured in both styles and repertoires. The concepts are, for instance, sadness and melancholy. That's one concept. Remembrance and thanksgivings with the song Gracias a la Vida. And for instance, with that song Gracias a la Vida, you will hear a choral arrangement of this iconic song in Spanish with Latin American instruments and singers. And then next to it, you will hear a big Te Deum, which is a sacred piece of gratitude and praise. So expressing the same ideas in the sacred context and in the style of the polyphony, and so on. The other Canto Nuevo composers are Silvio Rodriguez from Cuba, who is a very iconic composer, probably he's still alive, and from Argentina, Carlos Guastavino. So you have some very, very, very renowned Latin American composers. What also is interesting that happened in those years that these composers also created a fusion of social justice, culture, folk, and classical music, particularly in Chile. In Chile, this movement of the canto nuevo, the new song, got, I would say, almost enhanced or amplified during the 17 years of dictatorship, during which I also grew up. That started in 1973, when very sadly the one, probably the greatest songwriter in Chile, Victor Jara, sadly was murdered. We will feature also one of his songs in our program. Te Recuerdo Amanda, I Remember You Amanda, which is a social justice song about factory workers. But during the dictatorship, the folk instruments were forbidden to play. Even there was an amendment in Chile to the constitution that forbade those instruments, which were considered part of the resistance and obviously too liberal and dangerous. And so some musicians courageously kept using these instruments for quite a while without lyrics, without singing, and started to feature classical themes interpreted on these instruments. And eventually the government accepted that and realized that it was a showcase for the culture of the country and it would benefit the image of Chile and other countries. So in Chile, a group got accepted that actually one of the musicians that will perform with us was a member of. So we have a direct connection to those times. The group was called Barroco Andino, and in the years past, we performed a big mass sacred piece that the composer, the leader of that group composed that features Latin American themes and as well classical themes. So that was composed during the years of the dictatorship. So that is the composers that we will present. It also presents not only social activism, it's also really the culture of the folk tales, poetry of our countries. Talks about a woman in the jungle. It talks about love. So you have, and also very metaphorically, that's what happened too during the years of the dictatorship. The text became more abstract because obviously you couldn't do outspoken social justice texts without being persecuted. So the text became more and more metaphorical and poetic, which was an interesting development. In that way, texts were accepted and safe to perform. And so we have a song that very metaphorically talks about issues of life. The dove was wrong. And it talks about a dove that thought that north was south and south was north. And there is the question about what does it apply to? What is reality? What is true? And so we have those interesting texts too. The dove is, of course, also a symbol for the Holy Spirit, for purity and for peace. So it was not hard to find sacred motets that would feature that theme. It's also a very beautiful poetic word used in the Bible in the Song of Songs, talking about love, which is something that I like to also feature, that the Bible has very poetical texts. So you will hear a polyphony piece about the dove that talks about love from the Song of Songs of the Bible. So, and another theme is Mary. Mary is probably Maria, the most common name of a Latin American woman. And so there is a song that talks about Mary, the Latin American woman who goes into the jungle and deals with the fears of being alone in the forest, and the mythology of a forest ghost. So there is a song, Maria Va, and we have a big song, a big polyphony piece from Spain by Francisco Guerrero, one of the great, great polyphony composers, perhaps not so known in our circles, but certainly one of the great composers. Maria Magdalena, and a resurrection piece with a text alluding to the other Mary, the Mother of God. So I hope this is enough to spark your interest to come. And here we have a crescendo vocal ensemble of 16 singers, and we are accompanied by an organ and theorbo. I will direct the group from the organ, so a few period instruments with 6 to 8 voice polyphony. There's some Gregorian chant as well on that part, and Tomás Luis de Victoria is the other great Spanish Renaissance composer. And for the Latin American part of the program, we have Alturas Duo that has been seen with crescendo over the years frequently. Carlos Boltes on charango as well on viola, and Scott Hill on guitar. And guests to the ensemble, Gonzalo Cortés, also from Chile, playing quena, which is a straight Indian flute, regular flute, zampoña, which is an Indian a pan flute, and a guest, a Chilean as well, from Barcelona, Spain, Ignacio Ugarte. He is a soloist, so he will sing some of the Latin American themes. He also plays quena and flute. He's a very, very accomplished, talented musician. So it's something to look forward to, midwinter concert, February 1 and 2, both at 4 o'clock, once in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, on Saturday, February 1 at 4 o'clock, and on Sunday here locally in our winter venue this year, the United Methodist Church. And we do that in part thanks to the courtesy of the church. It's wonderful to accommodate our concerts there, but also that we can have good parking if there is snow on the streets. And so there is ample parking in town in Lakeville.
All right,
and
so
our website is worldclassmusic.org. There are still tickets available. You can buy them online ahead of time on our website. And you can also come to the door. The door opens at 3:15 both days.
All right, that's February 1st at 4 p.m. at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and February 2nd at 4 at the United Methodist Church in Lakeville, Connecticut, worldclassmusic.org. Christine, you won't be gone for that long because you've got another concert coming up in March the 28th and 29th.
Yes, correct. We have another concert with Baltic, mostly Baroque music, something, again, very different music from Latvia and Poland and the Czech Republic and a bit of Austria, as well as contemporary music from those countries. And then we have still concerts in April with world-renowned early music soprano Julianne Beard, who will also offer a talk, Marshall, about music education, which I find fascinating. Something to look forward on April 17 and 18. She will talk about music in the times of George Washington and George Washington's commitment to music education. She will give a lecture demonstration unearthing some of the original teaching methods of the era that George Washington really supported. So that's very fascinating to see how the first president of the nation thought about music education, how visionary he was.
All right, Christine, best of luck with these upcoming concerts, and we'll speak to you, obviously, probably another 2 or 3 weeks.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Christine Gevert from Crescendo. Once again, all the information at worldclassmusic.org, worldclassmusic.org.